Hey, does anybody remember Ready 2?
Yeah, I remember.
You do?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, can I reminisce?
Sure, go ahead, go on.
You don't mind or anything?
If you want to. I mean,
yeah. Can I get personal?
Sure.
Yeah, do what
I mean,
you want
to
do.
Not to offend anybody or you don't object or anything.
Why should it?
You sure? Man,
come on,
sure,
yeah, do what you want.
Okay. 1, 2. Yeah. Let me go back further. Let me go back further, if I may.
Yeah, please do. Go on, yeah.
It was a rainy afternoon. It was 2, maybe 3 months ago. I first started to reminisce. I first started to reflect, you know. I was walking by the Thames at the time, and I started to think about the summer of 1980. So what I did, I wrote this down on a piece of lined white paper while I still felt strong about it. Here's what I recall. It was August 1980. I was searching for the spirit of Brendan Beale in the bars of Dublin. I mean, at this point, you know, I had a bit of reputation as something of a searcher.
Right.
I mean, I still have for that matter, but perhaps even more at this point. Anyway, I went from one bar to another. I mean, I started off with a couple of friends, but after a short while, I think they just decided to abandon the search. Well, you know how it is. They probably had other plans or something. I carried on, you know, I was determined. I went from one bar to another. I went to Brannigan's, I went to Flanagan's. You know, like in the song, you know, the one about the donkey.
Yeah,
you know
I've
that
heard
one?
It. I've heard
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, because the thing is, I've got to confess, you know, at this point, I wasn't feeling on top of the world, you know.
No?
No, frankly, no. No, sir.
In other words, you weren't exactly laughing.
I mean, I wasn't exactly walking down the road with a spring in my step. You know, happy-go-lucky wasn't my middle name. I mean, I heard that blind man, that man with the glasses, I heard him singing. I didn't like the song, you understand. But I did know what he meant about the higher ground. I knew what he meant about the higher ground.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You understood.
So anyway, I went into this one bar. I can't remember the name of it. It doesn't really matter now. But, I mean, you know, by this time I was getting really impatient. So I plucked up the courage to ask somebody. And I noticed a man, he was probably in his early 30s. He was well built, he had ginger hair and a big, fierce, powerful face. He looks like the type you'd know, I thought. You know. Excuse me, do you know where I can find the spirit of Brendan Behan? Said I. Brendan Behan, said he. Yes, said I. New York, said he. New York, said I. New York, he said again quickly.
New York?
Yeah.
What? Man, that's 3,000 miles due west.
Yeah.
I mean, you were on the wrong side of the world. So what did you do?
Well, you know, what could I do? I just got out of there. I put my coat on. I got out of there. I walked straight out of there. And I walked down the road and I started to sing. Don't matter, my things to be learned. To be learned from experience like this. I know one thing.
What's that?
Ken Livingstone is a folk hero.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. I'm making perfect sense. You're the one who's coming out with the crap. You know what I'm saying. It's the truth. It's the truth.